Yeah, Sachin, and it's Bundoran well on their way to victory here, and they lead by 218 to 112. Ronan Doherty has just kicked late free for Milford, but Milford have really ran out of steam in the last quarter, and Bundoran have been really impressive, finishing the game out very strong. Terry McCann will be very happy with how his team have done. As you said, the last time you were with me, there was only 4 points between the sides. Luke Barrett made it a three-point game with a fantastic point from play, but then Timmy Govorov raced through for a goal in the 52nd minute, and Gary Clancy added a free about 20 seconds later, and all of a sudden Milford's deficit was out to 7 points. Jeremy Spratt came off the bench, kicked a good point, as did Timmy Govorov. He's really in the man of the match contention here. Kane Barrett has kicked a free for Milford, and he's tried hard throughout this second half, but Milford just haven't had enough quality. And Jamie Brennan got a handy attacking mark before Kieran McGaughey, who went through a massive hour here, he fisted over a point as well. And just as you joined me, Ronan Doherty kicked a free, but he really needed to be lobbing the ball into the square and trying to get a couple of goals here at this stage. Bundoran, with victory here, will take them on to 4 points, and that won't have them assured of a knockout stage, but they will be in a strong position heading into the final round next week. Milford are going to be struggling to avoid the relegation playoff. Their score difference is going to be poor after losing heavily to Niamh Connell the first day and losing heavily here again today. Of course, they could possibly win next week, and that might see them avoid the playoff, but looking like they're going to be in a dogfight to stay up here at the minute. Bundoran on this form will have Paul Brennan back next week, and they will be looking to improve. They will be a wee bit worried about a couple of goal chances they shipped in the second half, and on another day perhaps Milford would have scored them and maybe set it up to be a different type of game. But they have been impressive with Cian McInniff and Michael McInniff and Timmy Govorov, their cousin. Very impressive. And Jamie Brennan is going through here, and the ball is just tailing away. Jamie just not on top form today, it has to be said. TJ Everson has done a reasonably good marking job on him. But I think we're going to have one more minute of play here. Bundoran looking strong, and they look to finish this game out strongly to increase their score difference, because of course that could come into importance next week as well for Terry McCann's team, if they're going to be needed into the knockout stages if they were to lose next week. But on this form, there'll not be a lot of teams looking to get Bundoran in tonight's draw, and the ball's in high and Larkin Freely goes after it, but like, no goal for Milford there. The ball has gone out for a 45. Milford with their heads down now late in the game. They've really, really struggled. And of course, they had that good start. They were leading by 3 to 4 points after Cian Barrett's goal, but they lost Cathal McGettigan in the 28th minute. He got injured, and Bundoran went straight down the field and scored a goal to move 1-5 to 1-3 ahead. And that was a crucial moment in this game. And Bundoran have always been in control, really, since that moment, even though Mulhern has had to make a couple of good saves in the second half. Bundoran, Shane McGowan out at right half forward, he's got through a lot of work as well, as has Alan Russell, the team captain, who has played at left half back and kicked a lovely point in the first half. Dara Black, just here in the concluding stages, is going to take a 45 for Milford. He's going to put it in around the square and hope to get something from it. It's into our big Larkin Freel, but the ball is collected by Peter McGonigal. He's had another solid game himself. And Bundoran are breaking out here with 5 minutes of injury time already played. And it's Alan Russell on the half-back line, and he gives it back to Matthew Duffy. He's had a fine game in cornerback, a really good battle with Dara Black throughout this game. And Peter McGonigal drives it forward, and Jamie Brennan has it. He's on the 45. And he kicks it inside to Tommy Hourihan, the veteran forward who came on as a sub, but he misses the ball. The game finishing with a bit of a whimper, and there goes the full-time whistle. Bundoran, Routh na Mara, very deserving winners over Milford.